This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Register for AMI's first ever virtual event, AMI Connect. Starting at noon Eastern on June 3rd, that's a Thursday, you'll be able to interact and ask questions of folks from across the AMI family of programs. Plus, learn about new shows coming to AMI. Anyone who attends a session will be entered into a random draw for prizes. And if you register before May 20th, hey, you'll be entered into a draw to win an Apple Watch, but you got to do that before May 20th. Register now for this free event at amiconnect.vfairs.com. Kelly McDonald here, host of the program with Ramya Muthan.
Well, we said that there's a bit of a seasonal conversation going on. I mean, we're in spring, but we're really talking a lot of summer today, and that's going to continue with our fashion talk today. Let's bring on Kia Osborne.
Hi, I'm Kia Osborne, and I'm here to share all things fashion to outfit you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Yeah, I got a feeling we're talking fashion and we're talking clothing, but maybe not from the top of your head to the soles of your feet today, huh?
It's all about barely there. And I'm excited because spring is ascending into summer. And summer is beach time. So it's all about, you know, this summer, we're supposed to be heading to the beach. It's all about outdoors. And at least getting to the beach, getting outdoors, that's a social distance activity that we all can partake in. Mm-hmm. And the best thing to wear is a swimsuit. So nice. What I'm going to do today is go through, you know, different styles to suit every shape, every size, every shape. Talk about skin tone. And also go through what are the great trends from, you know, the soft to touch fabrics to, of course, animal print, which Kelly, I know you love that.
Oh, sure. All the time.
Wonder how much Kelly's going to get teased during this segment. But yeah, like this that, is so cool.
Like that tiger running around Houston.
Exactly. Yeah.
That print.
Yeah. That's you.
But it's cool though, Kia, because honestly, there are a lot of things to talk about when it comes to swimwear, when it comes to fabric, shape, sizes, designs, colors, like everything. So let's start off, because you're going to go through a list of different things to look out for. Sculpted underwire. So what does this entail?
So the sculpted underwire, it's a great trend that's back, and it's really good if you are a full-figured, you know, if you're on the bustier side, because it gives a great support, great hold. And it's not your traditional underwire where you actually can see the indentation of the underwire. It's almost like it's a softer moldable wire. Mm. So it's almost seamless. So again, it gives you that lift and it gives a dynamic look. So it's very figure flattering.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm told here, let's ask about the keyhole cutout.
Did Ramya put you up to that?
Of
yes.
Course.
So in previous seasons, you know, again, with the cutouts, it was all about the cutouts in the midsection. So now it's basically having cutouts strategically placed either in the bodice of your bikini top. So it's a fuller top, almost looks like a triangular right between the bust. Or even if you're wearing a one piece, there's a strategic cutout right under the bust. So you're getting a little bit of the ab. So it's a little bit of a peekaboo. And Stella McCartney was really known for that. Well, she will be known for that for the summer fashion. So it's a very flattering, subtle fashion.
Now, sorry, I don't know if this was implied, but is this a one piece?
Or so is this? It's both. So if it's a bodice, you can have your bikini top, but it's a fuller bikini top. So, you know, I know I'm going to be talking about the triangle, but it's almost like a bra-shaped bikini top. And right where it joins in, like between the bust, there's a little cutout keyhole. So there's a little peekaboo in between. And if it's a one piece, you have the cutout right underneath the bust line. So let's say you're, you know, where your underwire, your bust ends, the cutout is right on the top of your ab. So it's a subtle, again, keyhole peekaboo. So maybe if you put your thumb and your index finger together to make a circle, that would be the size of the cutout.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
All right. You talked about this already. Kelly's favorite animal print?
Oh, well, if you didn't get the memo, it's back. It's back. Animal print is here to stay.
Ah, okay.
It's like your new neutral. It's an iteration of the minimal, your minimal animal print. You know, you want to add this to your wardrobe. Because again, you can never have enough swimsuits. You can have, just like shoes, you need a plethora of swimsuits. So again, you're going to see it. H&M had a beautiful one-piece large zebra print. A designer called Rena Olga had a leopard print. And I said H&M. Yeah, so Rena Olga. Those are the two where they were really prevalent for animal prints. But again, you're going to see them La Vie en Rose, just to bring it back to some Canadian retailers, the Bay. Again, I said H&M. So anywhere you can find swimsuits, you're going to see that trend populating.
Yeah. And the cool thing is when we're talking like visual, like what do you call it? Like types of material, right? Like if we're talking animal print, which is really the why can't I think of the word? But, you know, it's print that we're talking about. It comes in different styles, right? Like you're not limited to a bikini style or one piece or anything. You got the whole, all of it there in animal print.
Exactly. And again, it comes in, I'm going back to, you know, shapes and sizes. If you want a bolder, if you want to set like minimize bust, you go for a smaller animal print. For a bolder print, and accentuate. So be mindful of the scale of the print.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell us about asymmetrical options. What do we have there?
So this is very flattering for all body types. I'll just use a reference to a one piece. So it's almost like, so the bathing suit is cut on a bias. So it has a different type of stretch. So it actually hugs the curves. Frankie's Bikinis, for example, that's a retailer for the plus size beauty. So it's very flattering. So think of that, your cold shoulder, the one shoulder look, which is done by another designer, a bikini top, which is one shoulder by Anna Made, which is another designer. Again, with the Frankie's Bikinis. Again, very flattering. It accentuates the waist. So you have that almost that hourglass look.
Hmm. Is it only the one shoulders, Kia, or are there different types of asymmetrics available?
Usually for asymmetric, it's, because again, it's not symmetrical. So you're talking about that imbalance. It's always a one shoulder. So again, the one shoulder, it can be, depending on support, the one shoulder strap will be wider for more support, thinner. And for the Anamade bikini top, it's a thinner strap. So again, if you're smaller chested, that look would be, it's very sexy. So, and again, not the greatest support, but you have the look.
Mm-hmm.
You have the sexiness of the look.
Okay.
So again, now, be mindful of that.
Yeah. And moving to more of the bolder styles, and we know how much you love your colors. So tell us about the pretty pastels that are available.
So as we saw in pastels from streetwear, as we talked about spring fashions from previous segments, pastels are back. So your mint greens, powder blues, your blushes, butter yellows. Great for all skin tones. I mean, just again, if you're fairer skinned, go for, you know, the mint greens and the blues. I mean, if you're darker skinned, you can pull off the blushes because again, it's very soft, very flattering. So pastels are beautiful. And if you're not a fan of bright, bold colors, this would be a nice trend for you.
Okay.
Okay, and let's get into a touch. There are soft to touch fabrics here.
Yes. So this trend, so just think of, you know, your cozy sweaters or your cozy brush cottons that, you know, again, we were all about the leisure wear.
Yeah.
The pandemic. That's that soft look. So, you know, with Lycra is very, Lycra is more of a smooth, has a smooth sheen. You think of something that's brushed for more of a textured look. And then again, these textured looks, you're going to see them, you know, a square neckline, you know, just to give you some silhouettes. Also a Zimmermann, that's another bathing suit line that has almost like a terry cloth, bikini bottom and also a top. So think of terry cloth, brushed cottons, transitioned into swimwear.
I love this. So you can like basically wear these, softer, swimwear under your pajamas.
You see, there you go with your fluffy slippers from Manon LeBlanc. So I didn't forget.
That's
you.
That's right.
I didn't forget.
I love it. Okay, can you go back to the triangle bikini? Remind us of that.
Ah, so it's a minimal, it's a triangle bikini. That's your classic. It's minimalist, but it is a staple. This is, again, the triangle bikini is what it states. It's a triangle bikini top. It's usually, it's a string bikini or the straps are thin. Triangle shaped for the bust, triangle shaped for the bottoms. And this bikini, it's great because you can throw a leopard print sarong, have a beautiful linen pant, put on your fedora, you got your beach bag. I know you like that.
And obviously, for designers, they're everywhere, right?
Because
it's a classic.
Again, the same ones. Like there's Gamay, which is one of the designers, L Space, Stella McCartney. So, I mean, I put designers for specific trends, but every designer will offer these types of bikinis and one piece.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
How about belted suits?
So belted, it's just basically, I mean, traditionally before, like for the past seasons, it was actual, you know, the bent, you know, a structured belt to cinch in the waist. But now again, coming back to, as we talked about that texture, this is another type of texture. You want to come in with a softer fabric, a softer, almost like, instead of using a belt type structured belt, you have a soft, it could be a rope type belt or, you know, a scarf. That again accentuates the waist, creates softness instead of that structured curve. So that's again very soft. You're bringing in soft and cozy, yet elegant.
Okay. Also, something that we might be thinking is self-explanatory: the Barely There Brazilian.
And you got it. It's what it states. So. If you're into the, you know, a lot of retailers now, because again, you would see this in specialty stores or, you know, designers, but mainstream retailers, it's becoming more popular. I think because we've been cooped up in our pajamas, people want to be exhibitionists now. And it's a reaction to our situation. So they're going to break out in the high cut. So make sure, ladies, and also guys, if you want to rock the high cut, make sure you're properly groomed. We don't want any oops moments. So high cut, it's back. That's a throwback from the 80s, so it's back for 2021.
Wow.
And the multi-purpose top.
So again, as I mentioned, with the square neck tops, all of the bikini tops, you know, again, with the asymmetrical cuts, the haltered bikini, that's a great transition piece because you want to be able to, everybody's buying, you know, even swimsuits for multifunction. So it's almost acting like either your undergarment or the star of the show. It's almost like acting like your bodysuit. So again, it could be, you know, a halter bikini top with, again, a pencil skirt. That's a night out. A wide leg pant with an asymmetrical cut bikini top, put a blazer over it. That's a night out, you know, going out for drinks, which hopefully we'll be out doing some patio. So all of these swimsuits, again, you know, you have the square neck top, very flattering. As long as it hits right above the belly button. So at least you're getting some coverage because, again, that crop look is, that's the street look that's on trend.
That's there, yeah.
With your bathing suit. But again, if you use a one piece, you have that same, you know, it'll be more modest, but you'll still have that chic, slimming, put together look.
Okay, we got like 30 seconds. So tell us about the retro vibes that are back.
Retro. Think of, okay, look, 30 seconds because I'll have to come back and do men's then. So retro, think of psychedelic, tie-dye. That's what you're going to see for retro. So again, Gamay, that's another designer that was very popular with the retro and very bright colors. So
awesome,
psychedelic,
Kia.
Wavy, that's what you have.
Very cool. Thanks for walking through all of this with us. I actually had no idea about half of these styles, but appreciate it. And I love the descriptions.
Thank you.
Talk to you next month.
All right.
Kia Osborne joining us on the second Tuesday of every month for our monthly fashion talk. And today we were covering swimwear for the summer. Socially distanced, of course.
Of course. And I love the descriptions, too. Really great with the verbiage. It brings you that idea of, hey, oh, really? So you can really picture it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a break here. And on our collection segment, Debbie Williams tells us about her love for music boxes and how she wound up accumulating them. Stay tuned right here on Kelly & Company.
You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.